Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 28, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with astroshaman.com and, of course, awakeningplus.com. Tonight, as we do every Monday, we're doing New Earth Support Team, a free event. Welcome and thank you so much for being here, whether you're live or on the recording. What we do here is we do a process that helps support the awakening Aquarian age, and we do it in a way that also happens to benefit us. So in case you're new, here's kind of how it works. We start with, after this little intro, I am sitting in front of a shamanic mesa. I'm going to call the directions and then call quite a few allies. You may not recognize them all, but they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent. Then we close the sacred container. This closing of the field is not just done here, but wherever you are, live or on the recording, whatever, the field is also placed around you for your safety and excellent experience. Next, I'll guide you through a brief embodied awakening process where you have a chance to call your higher self in and have it merge with your human self. Your highest good. And I'm hearing some noise, so I need to mute this person. And also, I'm going to set it up so people cannot accidentally unmute themselves. Then after we're all in embodied awakening the best we can be, we go on to the main event, which is the service. And we do this in a very yin kind of way. We simply ask the divine to make good use of us in a way that serves the highest good of all. And that all includes the folks on earth as well as those of us here being in service. And it's been very consistent in recent months. What happens is we relax and the allies are working with each of us individually. And each of us receives whatever healing or awakening serves us in our highest way. And we're also acting as surrogates. So whatever healing or awakening we receive is transmitted down to earth because the part of us being worked on might be at a higher level or wherever we are, the energy radiates out to others. And whatever benefit we personally receive is received multiplied by others. So it's a little bit different way of working than a lot of people do. And it's also incredibly easy. You just relax and receive all kinds of juicy, wonderful benefits and benefit others in doing so. So everybody wins. Then eventually we'll end up back in our bodies and you'll probably feel quite different at the end of the process. Most people feel like they've received some kind of clearing or healing or upgrade or awakening. And this is a pretty consistent effect week after week. And then I'll close the container. And when the sacred container is closed, then if you got other things you got to do, that's your cue to leave. And if you want to hang around a few more minutes, we do Q&A, feedback and things like that. So that's kind of how it works. Basically, there's a couple of requests I always make at the beginning of our energetic processes. The first is I do request that this be the only thing you're doing. So I'm going to ask you not to multitask. I make this request for a specific reason, which is because you are not just a spectator here. You are on the field and everything you do influences everybody else backward and forward in time. Because the energy of what we do here is held in the Akashic records. I'm sorry, I've learned how to pronounce that properly. In the Akashic records, apparently, is the correct pronunciation. And thus, whatever focus you're bringing radiates out and influences everyone who's doing, ever has done, or ever will do this event in chronological time. So you're affecting everybody. So we therefore ask you just be present doing only this. And that means if you're an Awakening Plus member and you're doing this right now, live or on the recording, and you really cannot give it that level of attention, then please come back. And when you've got an hour or so open where you can do it with that interruption, that would be a great time to do it. Again, I can't force this to happen, but I do make the request. The second thing I ask is that if you discover you must exit the call prior to are closing the sacred container, just ask the allies to ease you out of the field nice and gentle, and they'll be able to remove you from the field without disrupting the overall energetic field. And if you're not used to this kind of work, these may sound like overly controlling requests or something like that, but having done a lot of sacred ceremony work for many years, these are real effects, and I do ask that you honor those if you possibly can. All right, so that's about all the intro. I'll explain everything else as we go. So as we dive in, I invite you to relax, close your eyes, and as I call the energy in and set the container, I request that you just relax and just feel the energy moving in and around you if you have that ability to perceive. If you cannot feel that, then just relax and feel the breath come and go on its own. There's no breath control. Just let it do what it wants. So that's how we'll get started. And I'll explain everything else as we go. So again, very grateful to everyone who's here. I know you have a lot of other stuff you can be doing, and I'm truly honored that you're choosing to be here at New Earth Support Team. So I invite you to close your eyes. Pachamama Mamakia. We're a coach in tea. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call my elemental allies. I call Apu Asangate, Apu, guardian angel. Apu, dragon mountain gateway. Apu, Mount Pisgah. Apu, shining rock. Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, grandfather mountain. I call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, hedgehog, bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, we have a good sacred container. So our next order of business is the embodied awakening invocation, which I will explain in case someone new is here. So this is where your human self calls your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. The metaphor is like, as if it's like your body's a car, your human self slides to the passenger seat, your divine self drives. If at some point your personality doesn't like your divine's driving, you can immediately slide over and take the wheel again. Your divine will step right out with no fuss, and your human self is back in charge. So there's no risk, no danger, instantly reversible, and a good way to try on this state. The benefits of embodied awakening include a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out in your mind, you can just know what to do through intuition a lot more, and there is more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that, come along here. I'm going to give you some words that you're about to say to your higher self and ask you to repeat them out loud if you can, silently if you must. Beginning now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please release the words and relax into just feeling the energy moving on its own through your body, like water soaking into a sponge. If you cannot feel that, then fall back to passive breath awareness. The breath just working on its own, no breath control, doing whatever it wants, and you just feeling it coming in and out. If you become distracted at some point and notice it, then let the distraction be as it is with no resistance. Just let it be as it is. And do treat it, however, as an uninvited guest. And while allowing the distraction to do its thing, you're just going to relax your energy back into your awareness, whether that's feeling the energy moving or feeling your breath. If after doing this, the distraction continues in the background, that's perfectly fine. Let it do its thing. You do your thing. The final little bit of tweaking we can bring is learning how little effort it takes to do this. So I invite you to experiment with me. For a moment, I'll ask you to drop to no effort at all, not even holding the focus we talked about a moment ago. So for a moment, simply exist. No effort at all. So at zero effort, is there still any awareness of the thing you were focusing on, whether that was energy or breath? Again, that happening automatically without any conscious intention. If it is happening on its own, then all you need is no effort. So you can just chill at zero effort level and just feel what's happening. If at zero effort you've lost that awareness, then add very tiny bits of effort back until you barely gain awareness of the energy or the breath. And then just relax into that very small amount of effort. Our idea here is to use the least effort necessary to have that awareness. And that tends to create the fastest movement into embodied awakening. And based on what I'm feeling now, I tend to feel what the majority of people are experiencing live and on the recording. Many of us are in the state now. So this is probably a good time to tell you how to know when you're there. When you're in embodied awakening, four things are true at the same time. There's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful, and all this with no effort at all. So if that's true for you, congratulations, you're in embodied awakening, and just relax there a moment, just be. And you're doing service just by being in the state, because you being there helps everyone else get there more easily. So just chill if you're there and be in that space. If you're not yet in embodied awakening, use the minimum effort needed to feel energy or breath. And if you're not sure you're using the least effort, then drop the effort down a little bit and see if you still have the awareness. You can kind of tweak back and forth to find that perfect sweet spot of just enough effort. It feels getting really sweet. A lot of people are coming into the state. Yeah. So, okay, the allies are ready. So even if you didn't make it all the way into embodied awakening, we can still proceed. And it doesn't have to be an all or nothing on off switch. It can be a dimmer switch where you got like part of the way there, and that's a good start. And just the more you do it, the easier it'll be to move fully into embodied awakening. But some is better than none. So the allies are here and they're beginning to move energy. You may already be feeling the energy. Now, the trick now, folks, is to be completely passive. So I invite you into simply, again, if you feel energy moving in you, just hold passive awareness of that, using the least effort needed to feel it, all the way down to zero effort, if that works for you. Again, if you don't have that level of subtle awareness, then just feel the breath come and go, doing whatever it wants, whenever it wants to. The more passive you are, the better this works. The principle here is that the divine is doing this for you. However, if you use any kind of effort to make something happen, that's free will. Your higher self will see it happening. And the law of free will require the divine to pull back and stop or minimize what they're doing. And then your ego will be on its own. And I just promise you, your ego is not going to do this a fraction as well as your higher self can do it for you. Your higher self is the expert at spiritual stuff. Your ego excels at 3D physical stuff. And for the ego to try to manage this on its own, it's just the stuff is above its pay grade. It's not going to work very well. So the invitation is to relax the ego and let it receive the higher self doing this for you, or in this case, it's the divine beings doing it for you, which, you know, your higher self might be involved, certainly, but you've got a whole host of beautiful beings of light working with you right now. And at this point, people tend to have unique and various experiences. These experiences can include healing experiences. You may feel some energy getting stirred up inside you and then flushed out or transmuted to love and light. If you are at a certain level of evolution, you may be advanced enough to receive some heavy energy from the planet and have it processed through you. Again, nothing is going to stick afterward, and there's nothing you have to do. If you just stay relaxed, the divine beings will do everything needed to get that through you with no residue. And again, this would only happen if you're ready to work on that level of service. These beings can see exactly what you are and are not ready for. They're very expert at this. You may have experiences of awakening, bliss, ecstasy, euphoria. There may be all sorts of mystical experiences in the mix here. It can be unique and different every single time. Right now, for example, I'm feeling a sweet, subtle vibration permeating my whole physical body. And even my physical body now feels more like energy than flesh. So what I'll be doing as we move forward is I'll be narrating my own experience, which tends to be what most people experience on the call. However, it could happen that your experience is different. And please do not use any effort to match what I am describing. If you're having something different happening, just go with the different experience. You're being given a unique experience that is the best thing for you. So just relax, be with what's happening. You are in safe, protected, sacred space. The divine beings are very, very knowledgeable. They can see exactly how much you can handle. They will not give you more than that. It might be intense. It will not be too much. So for people who are relatively new to the work, the biggest challenges are first becoming completely passive and allowing the energy to move in its own way without exerting control over it. And the second challenge that newbies experience is just having the patience to let everything unfold in its own time. So that's my invitation to you. And even now I'm feeling the bliss getting a lot stronger and a really sweet ecstasy, just saturating my whole physical body. There may be periods of time where I do not speak, because I don't talk just to talk. I talk only if inspired to share helpful information with you. So So even if I'm silent for several minutes, everything's fine. I'm still with you, and just be with your experience. Again, as a reminder, if something comes up and you need to leave the event early before we close the sacred container, please ask the allies to gently ease you out. That would be a great courtesy. And again, the request that you only do this while we're in our process. Thank you very much. Okay, now I'm noticing that the blended field is happening, which is very frequent on our calls. That means that a higher octave divine part of us is merging at a higher level than the physical. And the effect is of a sweet blended field. It feels really sweet and ecstatic. And it's comprised of a blending of our higher aspects, along, I'm sure, with plenty of divine beings. So you may be noticing that above and beyond your physical. This is a both and. The higher level of blended energy transcends and includes your physical body and your human ego. And many people can feel both things at once. Think, yeah, I feel that part of me that's the human there, individuated. And at the very same time, easily and without any effort, I'm also aware of that space where I'm blended with the other folks on this call. And this blending happens beyond time and space. It's just as wonderful, even if you're on the recording later. And whatever you feel is fine. You're not doing anything wrong. If you're not feeling something I'm describing, everyone perceives what they're able to perceive in the moment. It's all beautiful. It's all perfect. And however evolved or not evolved you perceive yourself to be, I assure you these divine allies are really grateful that you showed up here. There are certain types of work they can do to bring in the Aquarian age that can only be done working with a live human body, which is what we are providing. So they're very grateful for each and every one of us who shows up, whatever level of consciousness we're able to hold. In a context like this, we can say that being is the new doing. Yeah, the frequency just got subtler and sweeter. I'm feeling sort of very subtle tingling energy saturating down through my body. Almost like being in a really sweet hot bubble bath. You can just relax into this lovely energy. I'm feeling the allies kind of going through me. It's as if they're going through me with searchlights, looking for any darkness, any heaviness that is ready to be released. Reminds me of the very first time I drank ayahuasca, the medicine, spent hours just going through me minutely, inspecting every bit of my body inside. It's kind of checking me out and seeing what was there to work with. And I'm feeling some heavy energy moving. I can feel some heavy energy going down and out my hands. Feels like it's draining from the heart chakra. I can never tell if what's draining, well, normally I can't tell if what's draining is mine or someone else's. And in a context like this, it doesn't matter. Whatever heavy energy is draining through you, if that's your experience also, just let it move. Might be yours, might be from the collective, either way. You are being of service by allowing the release of the heavy energy, and you will feel better after it's moved through. I'm noticing now my body's vibrating a little bit, physically shaking. And this is fairly common for me. And I invite you, if you experience this, to allow the energy to move like that. Some people are just totally silent and immobile during the work. And that's fine if that's how it wants to be. But if the body wants to move, vibrate, tremble, if you're called to cry or moan or holler or beat your pillow on a fist, you know, whatever the body wants to do, if at all possible, I recommend you allow it. As long as nothing gets hurt, including you. The body has a great intelligence. It knows how to release this heavy energy, and it's nice to allow it to flush out in whatever way it's called. There is certainly nothing that says you have to sit stock still during this process. Body movement is fine. Whoa, the energy just shifted in a really interesting way. It's like I'm now being held in a stasis field of higher intensity. It's not, there's a subtle vibration in the field though. Now it has a green quality to it. Yeah, it's getting deeper and richer. But my consciousness slowly transforming. It's almost like being in syrup, really yummy syrup, and good for you. It's like there's a slow swirling of energy. I've actually got the image of a soft swirl ice cream cone. I think it's showing us all being swirled together in this beautiful blended field. Once again, relax, allow, be passive. Let yourself receive the blessing of healing, awakening, whatever else the divine has for you. And fully open and receive it for your own benefit, knowing that simultaneously you're benefiting everyone on earth, acting as a surrogate awakener and a surrogate healer for the collective. And if you're aware of that part of you in the blended group field, there's nothing to do and nowhere to go there. That's just about being, and anything that needs to happen in that space initiates itself. The principles of passivity I use for this work are things I learned in ayahuasca ceremonies. It took me a while, a few years to really get it, but I learned after a while, wow, this medicine is so much smarter than I am and so much more powerful. And the more I just relax and allow her to do what she needs to do, the more wonderful the experience is going to be. The less I resist and fight it, the easier the heavy energy is going to go away or transmute. The more I simply relax and open and allow, the deeper my awakening is going to be. And I've worked with ayahuasca so much, as well as San Pedro and magic mushroom, and you heard me invoke, all psychoactive teachers. They are present to some degree with all the work I do. And so even though you're not consuming a physical sacrament, some of their blessing is coming to you through the work. And thus the method of working with them that I use, which is relax and allow, let them do their work. They know what I need better than my human does. That's the principle I bring to this Awakening Plus process as well. So right there, you can feel the energy deepening and sweetening. And the more passive you are, the more you relax and allow, the more beautiful your experience of this is going to be. I'm feeling they're putting some heavy energy through my field. And they've kind of loaded it up, and now they're going to go through the process of clearing it through. And there's nothing I have to do except let it work. Already the body is vibrating physically, shaking a little bit. And that's them getting the heavy energy loosened up. The most dramatic experience I ever had of something like this was in an ayahuasca ceremony many years ago. In my vision state, I saw a massive dump truck backing up in front of me and going beep, beep, beep as it raised the bed. And on that bed was just a huge, nasty pile of sludge. And it dumped it all over me and it buried me in it. It was hucha from other people in the ceremony. And at this point, ayahuasca had showed me how heavy energy could process through my belly. And I thought, okay, I guess I'm supposed to process this. And I just relaxed and focused on my belly. And within 5 or 10 minutes, all that stuff processed through and I was clean as a whistle. The plant spirits definitely have a sense of humor sometimes. So probably nothing that dramatic is happening to you, but if you feel some heavy energy in your field, I guess the reason I told the story is if you just relax and just be, or if you feel an uncomfortable feeling in the body, it's okay to hold your attention there where the discomfort is. And that will focus the divine to go there and deal with it. Given the context we're in, you'd be just as fine just relaxing and being without a particular focus, because in this container, the divine is going to take care of whatever they introduce into your field. And again, why is this happening? Because you came here to serve, and the heavy energy being introduced to any particular person's field is going to benefit the larger collective of humanity and the beings on Earth to help the Earth vibration raise a little more quickly. Yeah, I feel my body vibrating pretty strongly now. as the heavy energy is processed through my field. And the vibration just stopped. And there's still some heavy energy left, but they're now using a subtler frequency to do this next part of the healing. It doesn't require so much physical shaking. There was a period a while back where I tried to stop the physical shaking and be able to sit perfectly still. And I know some shamans who can do that, but for me, it's just part of my gig to shake sometimes, and it's okay. There's a new frequency. They're using a subtler frequency now to take out some of the rest of that heavy energy they introduced. As a reminder, if what you're experiencing is not what I'm describing, just relax and go with whatever's happening for you. There's times when every single person gets a unique and different experience at the same time. I'm feeling my physical body so much just like energy now. Oh, it's going so deep. That feels so good. Just relax into this really sweet field here. It's like my awareness of my individual self is fading out a little bit, and I'm getting more of the awareness of that blended field. I can feel them working very precisely and specifically on my body to move through these heavy energies. Like I can feel the whole team of beings working with me. Now I've come to stillness and a little bit higher frequency at the same time. This new frequency is more intense and very steady. It's really sweet now. There's a little bit of pain in my heart chakra. They're putting a frequency in there to clear something out. Getting really sweet now. A really profound bliss. Relax, allow. Those of us who are ready may now be perceiving themselves as Gaia herself, the earth, as well as the field of amazing divine beings around her. So I'm presuming myself as the planet along with the other levels. Now it's gotten so profoundly peaceful. So I invite you just to relax into that peacefulness now. Don't worry about what level you're at or anything else. Just feel that peacefulness and let it saturate you or become it or whatever. Relax through this beautiful, timeless space. Let yourself feel this awesome ecstasy so that it can be shared with the rest of the beings on the planet. Just relax into this beautiful energy. So I'm starting to feel a little bit more physical body awareness. So it seems likely that they're now slowly transitioning us back into our physical bodies. They do this very gradually because they want to do it in a way that preserves as much of this higher vibration awareness as possible so that you can, you know, come out of this event operating at a higher frequency than before, a new normal. So be patient as they gradually increase more of you into your physical human form. Again, bringing as much of that higher frequency consciousness as your physical body can accommodate comfortably. And there's nothing for you to do except let it happen. If you're sensitive, you'll feel the body parts being lit up and upgraded. Yeah, I'm now more aware of the physical body. Yeah, I'm solidly present in the physical form, and I'm still feeling a lot of that sweet energy of that higher frequency as well. And they're saying they're done. Thank you, allies. So I'm going to close the container, and then we'll open it up to feedback if you're so inspired. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. We thank you, allies, for this lovely event. So grateful to be of service to the Great Awakening. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. I request that you stay with me always to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? Okay, that closes the second container. I'm going to open the call up for feedback. So if you wish, you are welcome at any point to unmute yourself and speak. If you prefer to type in the chat window, that's equally fine, whatever you feel more comfortable doing. It often happens after I open things up that there is a bit of a lag before someone offers. because a lot of people are still deep in the energy and don't yet want to communicate. And that's okay. So often as we move into this period of the call, there's just chill for a little period where we can just kind of ride the residual energy as you may be able to feel the divine power is still very much present. It's fading slowly, but it's still very much here. So we can just relax in this bliss until someone chooses to make a comment or ask a question or whatever they feel like doing. Also, if you now have something else you need to do, the container is closed and you're welcome to exit the event, whether you're live or on the recording. And you can now do so without worrying about disrupting anything. So the door is open for feedback. Boy, are they blissing out my brain. That feels really good in there. While we're waiting, I'll just mention that if you have come in as a guest and are not a member of Awakening Plus, a whole lot more awaits you inside the membership. You can go to awakeningplus.com. And there's a $1 for 30 days trial membership, and that gives you full access, just like a full member. And this gives you access to over 325 archived events. Each one is just as powerful as the live event it was recorded from. Gives you access to a lot of live events that are closed to non-members. So there's other stuff in there too, accountability partner, forum access, other things too. Oh, the 16-part invocation masterclass is pretty cool. So there's a lot of cool stuff in there you can check out. Jean types. All right, no sooner did she type than someone else typed under her and scooted her up. Just a minute. Oh, we have a live person. Vivian, would you like to share something?
Yeah, good morning, good evening. What I wanted to share today was that I had experiences of quite a bit of pain under my shoulder blade, under my, which one is it? My left shoulder blade. And I've been dreaming recently of the killer in the field, and thinking about the times, most likely, that I've been a killer or that I have been murdered, and feel that some of that was kind of moving through into the heart and into the release. So, you know, maybe about me and maybe about other experiences of what lies behind the impulse to kill that is in the field, in the bigger field in general.
Wow. That's big work. Thanks for letting that happen.
Yeah. And the other thing that happened was I planted 9 trees yesterday, and as we kind of gathered, my consciousness went right out around my environment, and all of those trees were kind of with us as well.
Thank you for doing that. Yeah, the trees are a part of the matrix, and they're including healing as well, I'm sure. Thank you, Vivian. Anything else you'd like to share?
Not right now. Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for joining us all the way from early morning Australia. And always grateful when you show up. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you again. All right, so unless someone else unmutes right away, we'll see what's been typed. So Jeannie types, thank you, gotta go, but I'm grateful for all humans and exalted beings and allies for this opportunity. I had to come on a little late, but I'm glad to see it did not make a difference. So I'm glad she had, and that's something I should mention on a call like this. You don't have to be here right on time. The field's going to be there when you show up, and you can just enter the field and join us, even if you're a little bit late. That's no problem. Patricia says, oh my goodness, that was amazing. Intense words fail me. And then Deanna typed, I have had a similar feeling when big energy comes to the surface for release. And I guess she's referring to Vivian's experience. So thank you all for those feedbacks. Hey, Deanna.
Benjamin.
Hi.
This is Deanna. I just made the connection. Vivian, I call it my Unimawe shoulder, because the guide that comes to help do the big healing energy to release those big things is, and she's Australian, I believe, but she's an Aboriginal woman from who knows when. And she comes, you know, she comes in for healing when it's the really big stuff. I don't always attach it to a specific thing like, you know, like your experience is, but I can tell when it's the bigger energy. And I had forgotten that you were from Australia. So it's interesting that it was the same location on the body that we feel that. You're muted.
Thank you so much for that. Could you type that name as best you can spell it into the into shared field? Thank you.
Absolutely. And it's just the name that she has given us in spirit. So I don't know if it has a particular meaning, but it's her name. So yes, yeah. I will.
Thank you.
Thanks for that great feedback, Deanna. That's so helpful.
Let me unmute. I was wondering, my goodness, this was really intense. Words fail me, which is so weird because I'm usually very good with words. There was a lot of pain I had at one point, and I have experience with Reiki and things like that. So I put my hands where it hurt, and it just, the levels that kept going up, you know, and it was funny, Benjamin, because like it would kick in and then you would say something or sometimes you would say something and then it would kick in and I got a lot of stuff and I released a lot of things.
Good.
So I'm just very grateful and very inarticulate. Thank you.
Do you feel better now than when you started the call?
Oh yeah. I feel awesome. I feel like I'm floating. I mean, I didn't really want to come back into my body because I was having such a great time out there. I'm like, I don't want to go back. And it was so funny because even right before you said it's time to come back, I was like, I'm going to go back. It was intense. It was pretty cool. Thanks.
For sharing. I always appreciate your feedback, Patricia.
Thank you.
And Deanna spelled that Australian goddess Unimawe, U-N-I, Amazon mother, A-W-E-H. So again, U-N-I-M-A-W-E-H is how she spelled it. I had not heard of that goddess myself, so reminds me once again, there's so much more I don't know than do. So Jeannie types, perhaps Unimawe helped some big energy in my diaphragm. I was very uncomfortable, but also was grateful to have the healing. Yeah, one thing I've noted in shamanic healing work like this is the more intense and uncomfortable the healing is, the bigger the benefit you get once it finally moves through. So always know that, you know, you're going to get a benefit commensurate with the intensity if you allow it to move all the way through. So Vivian, I'm getting some background from your mic, and if you want to speak, then please feel free to do that. But if not, I'll have to mute that to keep the background noise down. Oh, you did it yourself. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Jeannie said, thanks for the feedback, Benjamin. You're welcome.
I was going to type this, but I think it'll be easier to just speak it.
Okay.
When Uni Mawe comes in for us, she usually comes in and is represented by fire. And she's typically female, and she's this short, little, stout, powerful fire woman with this fiery red hair. And she's just amazing, but she does really big work.
Wow. Sweet.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good ally to have.
I know. She's, yeah, she's pretty great. And I'm excited to feel like she's helping Vivian as well.
Sweet.
And, you know, likely Jeannie, you know, likely all of us.
Yeah.
Great.
That's why at the end of the invocation, I say, I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. And it opens the door to beings like Uni Mawe, who I may not be aware of. And Michelle types, blessings. I felt coolness, relief while standing under the shade of elder trees in 111 degree unprecedented weather in PNW. And I'm not quite sure what that must be the Pacific Northwest. I hadn't seen the acronym before. Yeah, I've been reading about that horrific record-setting heat y'all are having out there. I'm so sorry y'all are having to go through that. Yeah, I read that they had some like swimming places open for the public and they had to shut them down because the lifeguards were fainting from the heat. Crazy. And Michelle also typed, this meditation blesses us. Thank you immensely. And you're welcome. Bye. I have to give the credit to the guys, or they're the ones who really run it. I just kind of show up and set the stage, and they're the ones who do all the amazing energetic work. I am not I don't make any of this happen. I just report it as I notice it. And as I always say at the start, we all co-create it along with the allies. So each and every one of us who shows up live or on the recording is a co-creator of these experiences. And I'm so deeply grateful to every one of you who does show. Thank you so much. Patricia says, I'm an awesome tour guide. Thank you. I love this job. All right. Any other feedback, comments, questions? I'm feeling a little bit of wrap-up energy starting to come in. So last call for questions or comments. Diana types, thank you so much for this meditation. I came in angry due to work, and this calmed me immediately. Wow, glad to hear that. Deanna, thanks y'all, and good night. Actually, technically she says, thank you all, y'all. Good night. Being a Southerner, I can appreciate all of that, living here in North Carolina. All right, I guess we're wrapping it up. Many thanks again to every one of you who showed up. Once again, if you're not a member, check out awakeningplus.com to see all the cool extra stuff you can get as a member. And so grateful to all of you for showing up. Thank you, Michelle, for love and hugs abound. Also, as a reminder, if you want to work with me individually, go to astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. So happy to serve you in any of those capacities as well. Thank you all so much. Good night, and we'll be back next Monday. And we're also here on Wednesdays for various events. Some are members only. Some are open to the public. Just keep up with my newsletters and emails to stay current on all that. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and Genie Type membership is awesome and amazing. Thanks, Benjamin. Thanks for the plug, Genie. And good night.